Off the Ball Rugby.
This opens the door for Sam Prendergast again, and it's important you don't dismiss this guy, because I know he's had his issues defensively and from a physical point of view, but he's still a very talented 10 and very young, and obviously would be great for the Irish team.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball. Thanks to Movember Ahead of the Game, building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch. This is News Talk.
Let's get our final update from Croke Park. Down against Wicklow, the Tottenham Cup final. Paddy Andrews watching alongside Tommy Rooney.
Oh, John, 55 minutes on the clock here in the Tottenham Cup final. It really has been a remarkable comeback as Dean Healy is taking on the down the fence on the right-hand side. Benitez here in the Hogan stand. Healy is cutting through the heart of it. Is Healy going to go for goal? Yes, he does! And it's a draw game! Dean Healy, the Wicklow man, the leader, sticks it into the top corner by Ronan Burns. It's down 2-14, Wicklow 1-17. And Croke Park is on wheels. Paddy Andrews, what a goal!
What a finish. And I can't say it hasn't been coming. It's probably their fifth one-on-one they've got in the second half. We said it a few moments ago, Down have just not been at the races. Dean Healy, the veteran, what a finish into the top corner. We've just seen a replay there. Down are asking for this. Wicklow have just upped the energy. Down have been sloppy on their own kick-out, sloppy in possession. Wicklow with a couple of big two-pointers, Oisin McGrainer and Owen Darcy stepping up. But Dean Healy with the moment of the match. And at the other end, Down are actually in on goal. They've just taken a point. They've gone back in front. We're into the final quarter. We weren't expecting this. Credit to Wicklow. This could be a classic.
Oh, this is a classic. It was going to take something special to beat Ronan Burns in the net, in the down net. And by God, that goal from Dean Healy was. And let me just let you know, John, it all started with a turnover from Johnny Carlin, the Donegal man, in the far end of the field. The finish was just fabulous.
Wicklow have been crowned the 2026 Tailteann Cup champions after a frankly remarkable 12-point comeback against the odds, against Down, in Croke Park this afternoon. Having kicked just 4 points in the first half, the underdogs Wicklow looked a shadow of Down's quality in that opening period. Down had hit 2-10 and were a class above at times. But the roles completely reversed in the second half. Wicklow's rate of turnovers was huge, but their shooting efficiency went through the roof. Owen Darcy, who had early missed a penalty, nailed a two-pointer. Chris O'Brien landed another one from range. And then on 50 minutes, when Oisin McGrainer curled one over on his own from underneath the Hogan stand, the significant Wicklow crowd really believed that this was on. McGrainer's orange flag made it a three-point game. Pat Havran would split the post for Down before Dean Healy hit a brilliant point of his own. Healy would get the ball in a similar position moments later. But rather than take his point, he took on the heart of the Down defence and buried a rasper to the net. Draw game with less than 13 minutes left. Down hit the next 2 points but squandered many chances down the stretch as Dara Fee made one incredible goal line clearance. Wicklow ran down to 14 men for the last few minutes after a black card, but it didn't matter. Mark Jackson nailed a 2-point free, Owen Darcy clicked over a short range free, and Kevin Quinn hit the final point to secure a famous victory for Oisin McConville's side. Full-time score, Down 2-16. Wicklow, the Tailteann Cup champions, 1-21.
How are you doing? You're very welcome along to Croke Park. Gerard Burns is just about to hand over the Tailteann Cup trophy to the Wicklow captain, Dean Healy. Lads, what have we just witnessed, Paddy?
Gerard Burns is fairly rubbing it in on Down here as well with that. But unbelievable scenes like this. What a summer of football we've had. Wicklow 12 points down at half time, and to be fair, being totally outclassed. But the second half, incredible from Wicklow, but Down, what a historic collapse. It was incredible from Down.
They were 12 up at the break, James. How did Wicklow turn it around?
They just upped the intensity, but they were a lot cuter up front. But Down, 12 points up, lost the second half with an extra man, lost by 14 points the second half. I mean, like, it's just incredible how they've actually lost that game. Laverty won't sleep for weeks, honestly. I saw him down the sideline, he was just shaking his head. Time and time again, they had chances to take scores. They were turned over by brilliant Wicklow defending, let's be honest. Absolutely sensational defending. But when they came back up the field, Wicklow were very, very efficient and economical and scored some brilliant scores.
Wait for this. Wait for the roar in Croke Park when Dean Healy gets handed this trophy. I just give you a look at it. Paddy, just before we go, Healy's goal was the winner here. Ronan Burns is fabulous in goals for Down, but that goal from Dean Healy, incredible.
Yeah, it was a brilliant finish. And to be honest, Tommy, they had four or five chances before that at the first 10 minutes of the second half. You get a couple of big two-pointers from Owen Darcy and Usher McGrainer. Kind of settled their nerves a bit. They had nothing to lose in the second half. But Dean Healy, a stalwart of Wicklow, to get that goal, that swung it. Wicklow played the last 10 minutes with 14 men as well. It's amazing for Wicklow, amazing for Usher McConville and those players. But if you're looking at this clinically, analysing that game, Down, I couldn't believe what I was seeing from that Down team in the second half. They had an overlap on every single attack and found new ways to turn the ball over. Pat Haver missing frees in front of the post. It was like they were arguing with themselves at the end. It was incredible to watch.
Complete systems failure. It's Wicklow's moment. Let's listen to Dean Healy's speech because it's their moment. James, unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness to Wicklow, you'd have to say that they deserved it. But they took the game. They took the game to Down. Portugal too, and Dean Healy especially, every time took on their men and just created uproar in the Down defence, and they couldn't deal with it.
That's it. We're listening to Dean Healy's speech. Wicklow, Tantan Cup champions 26. Thanks, boys. Usher McConville. The Wicklow boys are just round the corner. Your family are with you here. You must be incredibly proud right now. Tantan Cup champions. Sum it up for me.
Dude, that's the thing. I'm proud to be in that change room with them. Not proud. I'm proud of them, but I'm more proud to be in there with them because, regardless what you throw at them, they keep bouncing back. I'm going to keep repeating myself, but after Longford, everything was questioned, and I didn't want to get out of the car when I drove down on that Tuesday night. And when I drove down the Tuesday night, every single player was there. Every single one of them. Looking for me for words of wisdom, but there was no words of wisdom. We just got dug in. We went at it. That was the night we won this. That was the night we won it. We didn't win it today. We won it then.
Surely you gave them words of wisdom at half time. You're 12 down. What are you saying to the team there? Because you weren't yourselves.
Right, well, there's no shouting and roaring. That's the first thing. We expected nerves, okay, but not to that level. So a lot of it was to do with nerves. The second part was they had 100% in their kickouts. Had to change that. Turn that around in the second half. 25% from shooting. If you want to go about a way to not win a game, that's probably right in the script. That's ideal.
You got a couple of scores going. Darcy with a two-pointer. McGrainer with a two-pointer. But the war dog, Dean Healy. He could have gone for a point and he took on the heart of the Down defence.
Yeah, we had an advantage at that stage. We were telling him, go, go, go. Kick a two-pointer and off he goes. And hey, what can I say about him? He's just unbelievable. He just keeps delivering. He's just been there for us every time we needed him, every time the young lads need somebody to look up to, how to prepare for the game, how to conduct yourself within the game, and when it's in the melting pot, throw it to him.
I had a brilliant chat with your captain Dean Healy, talking about the connection with the fans and embracing the hype, the energy, the momentum over the last little while. Two quick ones. Your family are with you, they're decked out in blue and gold. How much does that mean?
It means everything, and how my family have been treated since I went to Wicklow. And there was a lot of times where it would have been very easy for to tell us all to go back up the road. But how they've been treated, embraced. The two boys' biggest worry now is, what if Armagh play Wicklow next year? What happens there? So if that's not an excuse for a half and half jersey, I don't know what is. But look, at it's. I'm just so happy for all of those people who've been, like, when we went to Antrim, all those people who got us over the lane, same the last day. And what have we, 12,000 people here today? Okay. Unbelievable. The noise was unreal.
All the lads in the dressing room have been waiting on you. I said I'd keep you 90 seconds. I kept you 2.5 minutes. Do you mind if you walk towards and I just hear what the noise is like when you walk in the door?
Thanks,
I'm going to walk with you. Usheen, congratulations. Well, I'm just outside the Wicklow dressing room and I'm thrilled to be joined by Dean Healy, the Wicklow captain, and his daughter Fia, who's in the corner. Fia, how are you? Give us a wave. Dean, I'm keeping you from the dressing room for just a minute, man.
Yeah, no.
That was just incredible.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. It's very hard to put into words unless they're generic words. Like, you know, it's something that... you talk about dreams, you know. I'll be blatantly honest with you. I never thought that I'd get to walk up the steps of the Hogan to lift a title with Wicklow. Obviously, the ambition was, you know, to get promoted, so you can go about that aspect. But I think when you see today and see the support that turned out, you know, there's people in Wicklow that genuinely have a love for the sport, and hopefully this does massive things.
it's ridiculous because you're 12 down at the break and things seem to be going wrong with you up top, maybe at the back. You were getting turnovers and you were getting some of your kickouts off, but some things weren't clicking. How did you turn that around?
Sorry, it's mad because like there was no panic at halftime. There was no big like speeches or shouting or anything along the lines of that. It was just get back to basics here, lads. This isn't a fair reflection of us as a panel. You know, we thrive in adversity, and the fact that like the last couple of weeks, you know, I was a little bit worried because we're a team that generally likes playing matches. So when we're playing week on week, you know, the performance will stay there. But all of a sudden, when you have a 3 week break, and like to be fair, the support around the county has been absolutely phenomenal. And I'm generally one that stays away from social media, but you know, I actually immersed myself in it because I wanted that pressure in terms of knowing that if we did get it back, when we got back to three, I knew we'd come out the right side of it, you know. And I just with the hope of everyone in Wicklow and the support, we knew that, listen, you lose today, you might keep someone, but if you win today, like hopefully this is a platform for, you know, the next number of years and something for all our development squads to actually aspire to. Like, as I said to you, it's something I generally stay away from social media, but I just thought, no, I want to live in this moment. I want the expectation and I want a bit of pressure to actually, like, knowing that if we do get these boys into a dogfight last 10 minutes, there's only one team that comes out the right side of it.
I love to hear that. Yeah. And I saw the open training session you had, and you had a sensory session on for kids beforehand, and opened it up to the public, and they got behind you.
It was one of them ones where we had the best week of weather in Wicklow, and the day of the meet and greet, it was actually like it was the worst day that we had in all month. And for the fans, like, still to turn out, I noticed it even generally after matches with the amount of people that, you know, are coming on the pitches, and like the majority of them are all, you know, past players at this stage. And like everyone's all anyone wants in life is a bit of hope, you know. And I think the GAA as an organisation is one of the best things for that, because Jesus, there's not a club team in Ireland that doesn't go back at the start of the year think they can win a championship. Like there's always hope there, and it's just about when you get the opportunity in order to actually fulfil that or get yourself across the line, it's about being man enough to look at it square on and, you know, taking on that opportunity.
We were live on USAC at the time before you got the goal, and you had just scored a point from that area a couple of minutes beforehand, and you looked like you were going to pull the trigger again. What went through your eyes or your head to just take those boys on and go for the juggler? Because you'd have missed, Ronan Burns had been brilliant in goals, you missed a load of chances. Why did you go for the juggler?
It was just one of them ones. Like, in fairness, like if you look at the first half, anytime we stepped inside, we were met with bodies. And unfortunately, this time when I stepped inside, I just saw a channel, and I just thought, listen, you're only here once, you know. And I saw the corner, I closed the eyes, and I just let fly at it. Like, so, you know what I mean? It looks like a composed finish, but listen, as I said, it just opened up, and I saw the channel, and I went at it.
The little lassie is behind you here. She was in your arms, and you raised the trophy. What a moment as a family. But like all the kids in Wicklow, with jerseys on and being on the hill, or even Oisín McConville's kids, you're after letting them into the dressing room there before we started this. It's class.
It's unbelievably class. And like, even, you know, even the sport in Wicklow Town has been absolutely tremendous. And like the last week and a half or 2 weeks, anytime I'm walking through the main street, you know, even Fia has been like, you know, why do these people keep on talking to you, Daddy? You know, like she knows that I play football, and, you know, like the supporters and stuff. But, you know, as I said to you, you just want to give these kids, you know, some hope, and let them know that, you know, like you touched on even the hill, like that's massive. Like there's people that sit in Wicklow and look at, you know, games like that, what's going on right now, and see supporters in the hill and think, oh, I'll never get to experience that. So when we actually came out and saw a big contingent, the blue jerseys, and I hope the lads were swapping cans all day, you know, like it all adds into, like, they're all the ones that, like, I don't remember outside of Down when Wicklow bet them, Tony Hannon's last free in Aucoin back in the qualifiers a number of years ago. I don't remember as a youngish lad experience anything like that, you know what I mean? And like them lads that on the hill and throughout the stadium today, like they'll never forget this day, just like the players as well. So like it's massive, it's absolutely massive.
I'm going to ask you for a favour. When you pick up Fia and when you walk to the dressing room, I'm not going to go in with you,
yeah.
But I just want to hear the noise when you walk in. Dean Healy, congratulations, Fia. Congrats. What an incredible moment for Wicklow. Up Wicklow.
Up Wicklow, you'll say it.
Up Wicklow.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball. Thanks to Movember ahead of the game. Building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch. This is News Talk.